At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This
bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White once again on What About This? So today I am going to bring out my second comment from my Facebook post asking people what they struggle with. What's that one thing that they struggle with? And one of my followers wrote down, letting go and focus. Now, we know letting go for some of us, as we say, is so easy. And it's just as quick as turning your head, you know, clicking your fingers, turning your head. But is it? Is it really that simple? Because if you've ever created a habit or adaptive habit, it takes so many days to start to wean away from the actual motor skill involved in it, actual thinking process of it. It takes a very long time. So how do we let go of someone or something? Something is a practice. You know, you have to practice it, and think it through. The process, you always got to think it through. You always got to say, nope, can't do that. Nope, can't do that. Or I got to do this instead. You're always thinking, replacing, and moving. Thinking, replacing, and moving. But how to let go of someone that you love. And it's usually letting go of someone that you love that disturbs your focus. Okay? It uses something critical that stops us from, you know, getting to that point. So I know when I was going through my divorce, which may not have any bearing on anything at all, but even though I knew that it was time for me to end it, it still took my focus. It took all that I could be to get up, to get dressed, to do what I need to do. And I always thought about that. I always thought about what somebody thought about me. I wasn't thinking about what my kids thought. Wasn't thinking about what I thought. I always thought about what somebody else was going to say about me, which was the worst thing. So letting go was really critical because it was stopping me from reaching any goal, stopping me from completing the very simplest of tasks. Especially when we're holding on and we know we need to let go. clinging on to a friend who has become toxic, holding on to memories from a relationship, memories. You hold on to. You're not holding on to the person that it's in front of you, but the memory of the person you still hold on to, cling to. We all do it. But why do we have so much trouble of letting go and moving on? Like I said, we worry about what someone else is going to say, think, or do. And you have to come up with the excuse. We like to hold on to things and situations, especially people, because in a way it's fulfilling for us. I remember hearing Dr. Phil say to a lady that her husband was a serial cheater, and she still held on to him. And she kept, taking his excuses as valid. And by the next week, he'd be, messing with someone else. And he said, what's the payoff that you're getting allowing him to do this? So she goes, I don't like what he's doing. I don't like it. I hate it. It's horrible. She's going on and on. He says, but what are you getting out of it emotionally? That you rescue him? That you make him feel better? And she had to think, and when she did, it was like a light bulb that went off once again. Yeah, I do save him from himself. I tell him that you shouldn't have done this, and he comes to the light. How long he stays in the light is another question. So we all have a payoff. We all have something that we want to cling on to this person because there's a payoff for us. Whether we use them and they're good at helping us and we really don't like them, but they're good at helping us and we use them. Whether we're with someone because it's a memory that of a good time that we had back in a time that was beneficial to us, and right now it's not, we're clinging to that because that's our only source of the reason why we've done everything that we've done. And we don't want to leave that comfort zone, that familiarity, and we just want to justify, even when it's rooted in negative experiences. But ultimately, not knowing how to let go harms you. It harmed me, and it prevented me from achieving my true potential. You know how they say if you get rid of garbage, you throw out the garbage, your life will be 100% better? Well, it is. You holding on to baggage, holding on to garbage, only stinks you up and only holds you down. You don't realize it because you're in your own pity party, as to say, because really being pitiful for yourself or not, you know that it's not a good place to be, and you just trying to justify it is really the pity party. So the justification is still wrong. You have to always, the current decision that you made was a justification. Maybe if I stay, if I just hold on a little longer, that things will change. You're never going to change a person. So you can forget that. No matter what you say and do, no matter how we live, I was a staunch Christian, church-going person. My schedule, people probably could rob me by my schedule. No matter how faithful you are, no matter how devoted you are, it does not change another person. Your virtue, your sincerity, your honesty, your integrity does not make another person have integrity, virtue, honesty. It doesn't. You can only control you. I want to bring an example. So remember when, you were applying for colleges or you're applying for jobs and you waiting in the mail, waiting for that email for the acceptance, and the school that you wanted or that you thought you had the best prestige in You got the no? Well, that's what it's like when you don't want to let go of something that you know is not any good. And the intent of you holding it is just to look good and not learn anything. So that's the analogy I would use, that getting that rejection notice on the very thing that would make you look good. And holding on to a partner, a friend, you know, holding on to that is even worse because it denigrates you. You get lost. You become nothing. Your story is not valid when something's not good for you. And then you start thinking, like I thought, even when I was getting a divorce, or when I was actually losing a friend, or closed a relationship, a friendship, I thought, oh, I would not even develop any more friendships, especially during this pandemic. Who are you going to date? Who are you going to be friends with, you know? So I started, all those things start going through my mind, and I was like, wait a minute. That's just not true. I have to be able to let go of things that do not serve me anymore, of people that do not serve me, that don't compliment. And I don't mean serve like use or whatever. I mean that don't compliment your life. That it means that if we're friends, I support you, you support me in the same level. And then if that doesn't happen, something's wrong on both ends, as friends and as spouses. When you are unable to let go, memories become part of your story and they work against you. You start thinking about all the good times you had and, you know, memories with other people involved, and then you start thinking, well, what are these people going to say, because they had this beautiful picture of us, and then now this picture is kind of tarnished. Don't you know holding on to things like that holds you back from the possibilities of an extraordinary relationship? You focus your energy on living a inactive, negative, unproductive life, or partnership, or friendship, only to learn that if you do not let go, you will keep that going, but if you do let it go, you will be living positively and proactively. That's why you need to let it go. You need to hear sometimes from other people, you know, what it takes, because not letting it go sucks you of your focus of what you're supposed to be doing normally in life. Listen, I just spoke to someone and I told them, if you don't move and if you don't have activity, you know, the world still moves, the sun and moon still goes up and down. The grass still grows, the trees still grow, drop their leaves, the snow or the rain or the wind still moves. People still live, schools still go forward, work still goes on, and you're still in the same spot. Nothing stops because you stop. Nothing stops. So how do you let go of someone that's stealing your attention, your love, your focus? How do you do that? Learning how to let go of someone you love, someone you've built a connection with, and whom you shared your life with, is likely one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. And I know a few things about that. In many cases, it's necessary to let go in order to unlock your life that you deserve. Now, learning when it's time to let go is often the most difficult part of the process, though each relationship is different now. It's different. And most find a time to end things when the relationship causes them more pain than pleasure, or when trust is broken. You can't rekindle something like that. Deciding how to let go becomes easier when you are certain the time has come and that your future happiness depends on a new start. You know, going through your separate ways, or, you know, getting apart from a person, whether it be a loved one or a friend, does not have to be filled with anger and judgment. When you recognize that you're not growing and you're preventing your growth from and you're achieving your goals, you can forgive them and yourself for any pain the separation may cause and wish them the best for the future. But you have to remind yourself to create a space for a new, healthy relationship. You must learn how to let go of the old one. You have to let go of the old. See, when you hold on to loved ones or friends who no longer are effective in your life, you justify your decision. For example, you tell yourself you can't have a successful relationship because of how you grew up. Your parents argued all the time in front of you, or eventually they got divorced, or they stayed together and they still go into the same thing. You can't let go of the belief that all relationships are bound to fall or stay together, or whatever erroneous belief you have, if you don't believe that there's a healthy romantic relationship or a healthy friend relationship. See, I learned how to be a friend when I moved and lived in China. Some of those friends I have right now, they still check on me, still are following me on social media, and still, you know, just keep in touch as friends. They told me never to say thank you to a friend, because that's what a friend does. And the things that we went through, we experienced together, I can truly say that they're my friends, because they were there on a moment's call. They were there, you know, if they couldn't get them, they called me right back. But it was a healthy relationship. We wasn't over boundary, wasn't too over involved in one another's lives. We could be there and be clear. But in order for you to let go, you have to stop living inside of that story. And you have to let go of some of those erroneous beliefs. Because you are you and they are they. You know, your parents, your great-grandparents. I learned a long time ago that when you see someone's life from the outside, you necessarily don't know what's going on in the inside. So don't ever say that I want my life to be like that person, or I want to have a marriage like them. No, you don't know the inside of their marriage. You don't know. You don't know what he or she had to go through. So it's best to say, I want a healthy relationship, a healthy friendship. Don't use your past experiences to justify your current life state. Even though your current state is actually a choice you make. You made that decision to stay that long, not someone else, you. And although those things could influence it, you had the ability to turn it off and say, this is my life. I decide what happens. letting go and moving on doesn't mean you have to negate the truth. If it is, in fact, truth, but don't let it influence the current path that you're going. When the facts are terrible or heartbreaking, it is human nature to point the finger at someone else or a past incident instead of ourselves. I am the hardest critic of myself. I don't look outside to say, you know, why somebody yelled at me or why somebody's treating me. I look internally and say, how am I acting to add to that? Then, when I check that part and that's in check, then I'll say something to that person. You have to know and internalize, not internalize, but internally check, not internalize, internally check yourself. Letting go of a relationship is one of the most difficult things, I say again, to do in your life. But you cannot let bad experiences dictate your future. Instead, use your experiences as tools to push you to learn and grow so you can create a healthy relationship with someone else, with friends, and then finally letting go and moving on. Letting go is a process. It's part of the process. It's not something that you just, you know, you pass through. Letting go means, you know how you hold on to a, imagine you holding on or gripping on to something. Each finger has to peel back in order for that to happen. So you have 10 fingers. So you have to go through 10 parts of the process to letting go. You won't learn how to do it overnight. Especially if you spent your whole life holding on to things you loved. Even deep down, you knew they weren't right for you. See, I knew a lot of things weren't right for me. I knew it. And I stayed longer than I should have. Focusing on moving forward and creating a new story for yourself will help you deal with the inevitable pain that comes after a breakup or after a separation. See, that's a part we don't want to experience, the pain. You know, and what's so funny is we felt this pain before. It's not something new. We just glossed over it and kept on going. But to really fully grasp letting go, you have to feel that pain. Like that last pinky holding on, and you can feel it struggling to hold on, but finally it pops loose. That's the breakthrough of the breakup. Letting go also lets you eliminate the blame and develop empowering beliefs to live by and move on to an open heart. I had to learn all of that. I had to empower myself with new beliefs that, oh, I'm not going to get anybody. My life is open to whatever is pointed in my direction. What is forever for me? I think I'm trying to remember my affirmation, which I think it was, with everything, with the concerning relationship, I always had an open and loving heart. That was my ending to my affirmations. I always had moved on and had an open and loving heart. Because when you have an open and loving heart, it'll be open and you can receive love and give love. Not letting go of a relationship that has run its course only has negative effects on you. It has no effect on the person you blame. So if you blame your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, your cousin, has no effect on them. The energy takes its toll on you, and it maintains a fire burning in you that prevents you from moving on, focusing, and connecting with others. The person you are targeting is gone, but you keep the blaze going at your own emotional expense. The power of letting go involves controlling the meaning you attach to the event in your life. So think about it. Sit down. What is the meaning that you want to hold on to this? If you can't get out of the story you've constructed for yourself, then you cannot move on to bigger and brighter things. Letting go of a relationship, I say for the third time, is a daunting task. When you end the relationship, you feel incredibly angry. You have resentment. You're frustrated. And it's all replaced. You know, you replace those feelings with the righteous feelings you had about the whole relationship all along. And yet, it's unhealthy for you, but you still are in this mode that you have to hold on. It's certainly part of life, and you have to take the six human needs and use those and let go and move on in this relationship, ending it. Because I know it's uncertain, and even if your relationship has reached its conclusion, or one or both of you are unhappy, there was still a moment of certainty that there was some comforting feelings. And I get that. I get it every day. So I'm just going to run through the six steps of, you know, letting go and moving on, which number one is talk to somebody you trust. Don't hold the feelings inside, because eventually you turn to anxiety and then even develop into depression. Get a supportive friend, family member, even a therapist, and talk it through, talk it out. Number two, identify the self-limiting beliefs. If thoughts like, I could never be alone, or I'll never find someone else who loves me, run through your mind like it has mine, understand they are limiting beliefs that will prevent you from truly letting go. Replace them with empowering beliefs like, I am open to the universe. I am open for love. And I love myself and I deserve the best. This will keep the fear away from you. This will keep the fear out of you. Number three, stay off social media. Yeah, that's a true statement. Unless you're using, you know, social media for business purposes, or you have set it up that they go on a timer and it's only about one subject, I would recommend to stay off of social media, not to vent, not to do anything, and not to see happy couples, none of that. Number four, take care of yourself. The process of letting go and moving on from a relationship can be stressful and lonely. This is not the time to beat yourself up or ignore your needs. When you practice self-care and take time to fall in love with yourself, you'll heal more completely. Heal more completely. I'm getting tongue-tied now. And perhaps be healthier than you were before. Indulge in massages. Indulge in relaxing activities. Indulge in hobbies. I'm still getting tongue-tied. Engage in hobbies and be happy and focus, finding fulfillment without being part of that relationship. Keep occupied. Staying in bed all day and avoiding friends and loved ones makes letting go and moving on that much more difficult. Start your day with an empowering ritual that includes meditation, yoga, or journaling. Then get up and get involved with life. Join groups, volunteer, new project at work, friend, or social drinks. Staying occupied will help your mind and keep your mind off the breakup and allow the wounds to start to heal. I'm really sure of that because I had to do that. And, you know, meditation, yoga, and journaling are part of my life to this day. And I won't even take a job if it does not allow me to do that, because it keeps me even keeled. It keeps me with wisdom. It keeps me aligned in my life. Number six, give yourself time. even if you know how to let go of someone you love and follow all the steps, don't expect to feel better immediately. Grieving is normal, and you need to allow yourself the necessary amount of time to feel your emotions. See, that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to feel. We want to rush through and get to the end. But sorry, human life, you have to feel the emotions. Treat yourself with compassion and don't allow anyone to guilt you into just getting over it. You know how many times I've heard that when I was sexually abused as a child? People, family, friends said, just get over it. You can't. Though you don't want to isolate yourself, take some extra time away from social events if you feel you need it, and never agree to get set up or feel you're ready before it's time for you to be ready to either be involved with someone else or meet a new friend. Give yourself some time and some space for the healing process to move toward moving forward. Learning how to let go and move on from a relationship that once brought you joy can be very difficult. I think it's the fourth time I said that. When you're letting go of someone, it's helpful to think of both sides of the story and try to see the situation from their points of view. Yes, your ex may have hurt you, or yes, your best friend or your associate may have hurt you, but likely they did not do it out of malice. They did it out of their methodology. The way that they do things, the way that they process things, they did it out of what they needed. They felt their needs weren't being met in your relationship, and they decided to take action in order to improve their own emotional state. So look at this person from a place of compassion and empathy, like I've done so many times. And then let go of your expectations and focus on the gratitude of what you once shared. This helps you to reduce the anger you feel toward that person and allows you to appreciate what you gain from the relationship. Regardless of who initiated the breakup or the separation or the ending of the friendship, you learn how to let go and move on. Don't worry about forgiving them for now. Work on learning how to forgive yourself for getting so caught up in the drama of the personal life and allowing your anger and your resentment to hurt you and hold you back. Realize that this is a chance to grow and live in the mystery of what's next. Remember that refusing to let go will not bring someone you care about back. Won't do it. So don't do it. Continue to hold on only hurts your emotional and physical state, keeping you from enjoying life. Embrace living in the moment and understand that uncertainty can be beautiful. As I have learned, uncertainty can be beautiful because you don't expect anything. You just see that you are in the moment of what's happening now. And then when it really comes, you're like, wow. You can look at it at the right perspective. The key to letting go of a relationship is facing what has happened, accepting that you can't change it, and then moving on. Once you're able to move on and appreciate the growth that came from the relationship, better opportunities will present themselves. You will have successfully learned how to you will successfully learn how to let go of someone you love. And you can begin writing your new story. I want you to write your story. And I want you to be able to cultivate amazing, extraordinary life. And please disregard all my bumbles and stumbles because it's 8:34 and I am tired. But I thought I'd get this message out to my follower today. This is Edna J. White on What About This? Signing off.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.